I'm Dr. George Flynn, and welcome to InDepth TV, where today we're going to talk about motivation and effectiveness. We all want to be motivated, and we work a lot about being motivated, and we work on it, we read about it, and we hear about it, and we go to motivational speech, and we go to motivational seminars, and watch motivational programs. But how does that translate to being effective? We want you to be effective. You want to be effective. You know, people ask me all the time, how are you so effective? And I want to share with you how this happens. You know, motivation comes into play when we least need it, after we've thought about it, for the easy things in life. I'm motivated today to have a banana split. I'm motivated to have a good meal. I'm motivated to go to the gas station and get gas in my car. I'm motivated to do so many things today, and I get them done. And they're usually the easy things in life. And you know this, and I know it too. And we can have to-do lists, and we say, okay, I'm going to do this and this and this. And it usually requires very little motivation, but we still have motivation. And we go to seminars, and we go to programs, and we watch programs, and we read books. But how does that translate? Well, remember, your brain wants to stop you from doing things that might hurt you. And I learned a lot about this in studying it and watching people that talk about this particular subject. And one of which I'll talk about in just a little bit has a solution that I haven't quite used, but I've used it a little bit. And I hope I've teased you enough to have you stay with me, because this gets a little bit deep. Habits. You have habits. I have habits. We all have habits. Some of us have presently, or have had in the past, the habit of hesitation. And we all have heard the thing, he who hesitates is lost. You know, that's one of those sayings, but what does it really mean? Well, if you have a habit of hesitating, that moment, that little moment of hesitation tells your brain, wait a minute, something's wrong. Let's see. He got in the car, or she got in the car, they started the car, they drove to so-and-so, and they got there and got there fine to work. But then a phone call came in and they asked to do something, and you or I hesitated. And then the brain takes over, says, why'd they hesitate? They did everything else this morning without hesitation, now they're hesitating. And the brain wants to stop you from doing something that might hurt you. And so what it does, it takes and shines this big light, or it illuminates, or you start thinking about what could go wrong, the problems, the risk. And all of a sudden, the problems, the risks, the thing, or everything that could go wrong in this project or this idea is magnified immensely by your brain. So you've hesitated. The brain says, wait a minute, something may be wrong. We may get hurt here. We don't want to take any risk. And then it shows you all the reasons that you shouldn't do anything. And that stops you. That stops you from doing anything. Decisions, the little decisions, can change anything and everything. The decision you have to how you're going to treat a coworker, the decision whether you're going to say something smart to them, and I'm talking about, you know, not good smart, I'm talking about, or you're going to say something with empathy. How are you going to treat people? What are you going to do today? Those little decisions, they mount up. And these decisions can change everything in your life. Do you want to make that phone call? That phone call is going to be tough. Well, most people say, do it first thing in the morning, then you don't have to worry about it all day long. And so that hesitancy to pick up the phone or to dial the number or to get the person on the phone or ask for the order or tell them there's some bad news, you want to get that out of the way. That's a decision. But hesitation leads to what? Because remember, when you hesitate, your brain says something's wrong, and then it starts to look for all of the things wrong, and what happens? You get fearful, and you make bad decisions when you're in fear. Now, my old saying is, don't make any major decisions if you've got the word halts, H-A-L-T-S, halts. If you're hungry, angry, lonely, tired, or sick, halt. Hungry, angry, lonely, tired, or sick. Don't make any huge decisions in life. Okay, you've got these patterns. These patterns, these habits that go on in everybody's head. You get an idea and you've got the motivation to go out there and do it. Do it right now. But then you have a little bit of hesitation. And once you have the hesitation, your mind takes over and says, wait just a minute. I'm just trying to keep you safe. This is for your own good. Have you heard that? I'm doing this for your own good. And so I'm going to ask you to evaluate the problems, evaluate all the reasons you shouldn't be doing this. You shouldn't take this step that's a little bit different than you've done in your life. So we're going to say, stop. Stop doing it. And then all of a sudden, you're anxious, you're afraid, you're scared of change. Now, everybody wants change in their life. Everybody wants to have a better life, but do you see how all of this has just stopped you from making those changes that can make your life better? So what we do is we avoid life. We make a decision to avoid life. And we just say, oh, we'll keep on going. It'll probably never get any better anyway. So let's just avoid the situation. We can approach and then we can avoid it. So we're going to avoid making a decision. We all know what to do. The hard part is doing it. Where did that come from? General Norman Schwarzkopf, famous general, says we all know the right thing to do. The hard part is doing it. And so we all know the right thing to do and what to do. And if you say, okay, I know what to do, I just don't know how to do it. I don't have a clue as to how to do it. There's a thing out there online called Google or Bing, these search engines. You can type in, how do I do so-and-so? And there'll be some kind of article on there, maybe a YouTube video, maybe some kind of video anywhere, or some research on how to do most anything. Most anything. It'd be hard to find a topic online that you couldn't find out how to do it. So we know what to do, and now we know how to do it. But how do you start? Where do you start? You say, well, the need is so vast, and I need to do all of these steps. I just don't know where to start. I'm overwhelmed. It goes back to one of my favorite stories about the lion tamer. You know, he uses a three-legged stool or a four-legged chair to tame a lion. Now, who in their right mind would use a stool or a chair to tame a lion? Why would you use a whip? Well, the lion sees the three legs of the stool or the four legs of the chair, doesn't know what to attack, gets confused, doesn't know where to start, so it just sits there and does nothing. How many times have you had so many things to do, you don't know where to start, and you just sit there like that lion? You know, king of the jungle. And he's overwhelmed by, just doesn't know where to start. That can be us. So we know what to do. We know how to do it, how to take action. The key to it is you tell yourself, I'm going to take action now. And once you say that to yourself, I'm going to take action now, you do it. Because that's your key. I'm going to take action now. I don't care if you do one thing, two things, whatever it is, you pick out one thing. I'm going to take action now. When you get out of bed in the morning, I'm going to take action now. If you're tempted to turn over and just stay in bed a little longer, you tell yourself, I'm going to take action now. And when you say the word now, it's going to trigger something in your brain. You jump out of bed and you get moving and you do whatever the first thing on your agenda is, whatever the first thing on your list. So we're going to stop thinking about it and we're going to start doing something about it. It may be something little, maybe something just minor, but you've done it. You've gotten a start. That's most of the problem that people have. You get yourself, I'm going to take action now. When you say that word now, N-O-W, it means I'm getting ready to do something. I'm going to be effective. And that's the way to be effective, to actually do something. Don't just think about it. There are billions of great ideas out there, and very few people implement and take action. I want you to be an implementer and an action taker. And you remember how to do it? Now, I'm going to take action now. And when you say now, you may even take your hand like this. I'm going to take action now. It's like you put a big exclamation point. And when you say now, from now on, that's going to trigger your brain to say, oh, you know, you've broken that pattern. That pattern that tells you, okay, we're going to find problems. You just start saying, I'm going to take action now. And once you break that pattern of thinking of all the problems and you're taking action, then you develop inertia. There's an inertia of moving, and that's kinetic, and there's an inertia of static. Started just sitting there. Can't get the ball rolling. So this is a way to trick your brain and get the ball rolling. I'm going to take action now. And so we take that action. We go from being on autopilot, just doing the same thing day after day, kind of like that movie Groundhog Day, to being a decision maker of deciding and defining our life. And that's what I want you to do, is I want you to have this habit of saying, we're going to go from what to do and how to do it to making myself act on it. Don't listen to those fears. Don't listen to them. I'm going to take action now. And I'm talking, of course, about the good things in life. I'm not talking about anything destructive. I want you to take action on the good things that you know will make the world a better place. The ones that will help your family, that will help your neighbors, that will help your church, fellow church members. I'm George Flynn, and I hope you're getting ready to take action now. Thank you for watching. We'll see you next time.